We're going to look at the theme of trust this morning. You know, sometimes in life, we face challenge or circumstance, a situation, perhaps over the last year, and looking at the year, you know, looking at also the year ahead. But just want to take a moment or two just to talk about that just for a moment. So, a verse for you, just a thinking about trust, just for a moment or two, just for a couple of moments this morning. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, Proverbs 3, 5 to 6, is an amazing couple of verses on trust. And I'm thinking about our past year, and then maybe the year that you've experienced, and then looking at 2018 in trusting God. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6 reads like this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." If you want a verse or a couple of verses as a thought for 2018, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. Trust. Trust in the Lord. In the film, Mr. Gru was saying to the children, "Trust me, jump. And I'm going to catch you." And the children had to make that choice to make that jump. And they jumped into the arms of Mr. Gru. And eventually it was the minions that held on and saved the day. But in life, God encourages us to trust him, not just to trust him on a Sunday, and you know, I know that you know that, but it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him." God wants us to trust him with everything, to trust him with all our hearts, with all of our lives. Something to pass on to our families and our children, that it's and you and I know this, probably you know this, it's not just about the Sunday, but it's about every day, every part of life. And as we naturally lay hold of God, we're passing on a sense of putting our lives in God's hands, putting our families, our homes, our livelihoods, who we are, in the hands of God, a loving Father. Mr. Gru is a nasty person who turns nice because the children love him and see something good in him. And in the second and third films, he's a much nicer, lovable dad and a real father. But we have a God who is a true, loving Father. But you know, the thing with trust, that's what faith is, trusting. And right now we're sitting on a seat, you're trusting that seat to keep you where you are. But you know, trust is tested. And the thing is with life, and just like in the bit of the clip of the film, and trust does get tested. And in the illustration, the test, Andrew got a little bit wet. I'm really sorry, Andrew. I didn't. When it worked, well, it worked once for me. I forgot to tell you, failed three times, worked once. Helen did it first time and did it first time again this time. So I don't know why. But you know, sometimes in life, it does get tested and we get wet. We don't just get wet. Some of you are telling me right now, "Tell me about it. You don't know what's going on in my heart and life." And life is such. But you know, I talk to people that do stuff. They do this thing called the gym. And every now and again, they go to this place called the gym. And quite a lot of people sit in the sauna and jacuzzi. But some do actually train. And they tell me that pushing weights is hard work. And running the treadmill, it's hard work and it hurts. But that's how you grow in strength. And so the tests of our faith come in life. And as we, in hindsight, look back, we can say the test, the pain, as we stand and give our whole hearts to God, brings a sense of personal spiritual strength. It's interesting, the people that I've seen tested in their faith over the years who are standing have a deep sense of trust and walk with God that I want. I want that presence of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit in my heart and life. And so the test will come. And you know, sometimes the test takes the form of time. Time, sometimes there's things in our lives, and some of us are praying about these things, and they just aren't happening, or they don't appear to be happening. I know for us as a church, waited 10 years in prayer to get permission to do some work on our building. So sometimes things can take time, and some of you are telling me, "Adrian, you don't know what is I'm still praying over. You're probably right. I don't know what everyone is here this morning. But so sometimes our trust and it has the test of time. But God is good. It's going to end well because he says, if you make our paths straight. Not only the test of time, but trial. Sometimes things don't always happen immediately. And just because they don't happen immediately doesn't mean to say that God isn't on your case. The Bible tells us, the New Testament tells us that God is love. And so time, God and trial doesn't change the fact that God is the Father, is still love. It's just knowing that and that relationship with the Father that way. But so we go through, good people go through some bad stuff at times. It's called a bit of a trial. Not only do we sometimes get challenged and face trial, but temptation. Sometimes certain things look good. Some things don't look so good and we can get tempted. Temptation appeals to the depth of my nature. My fallen nature. James says it's our flesh. But, you know, as we trust in the Lord with all our heart, don't lean on our own understanding, our own reasoning, which is easy to say but more challenging to do, and acknowledge him in all your ways, it says something amazing happens. It says, I will make your path straight. It leads to triumph. You know, when we trust God, when we truly trust Jesus, when we trust our Father who is love, who knows you by name, who leaves the 99 to go looking out for you and me, actually goes out of his way in the parable of the father that ran after his son when he saw his son coming back. God goes out of his way to look out for us. He says he will make our path. So I don't know what path you need to be straight for your family, your home, your life, your work in church, your hopes, aspirations, you know, challenges. But each one of us will have some aspect, an area where we just need to know the path of God for our life. Well, it comes as we trust. And just as the children jumped into Mr. Grew's arms, we jump into the Father's arms. We jump into Jesus' arms. We jump into the arms of the beautiful, wonderful person of the Holy Spirit this morning. And if we can do that, if we do that with our lives and acknowledge him in all our ways, he says, we will know that sense of overcome. Jesus said this, that you will have trouble in the world, in John's gospel, but be encouraged. I have overcome this world. Whatever we face, whatever challenge we have come through, or what we are coming in up to, perhaps for 2018, be encouraged in this. Jesus says, I have overcome this world. If we acknowledge him, trust him, fall into his arms, he will lift us and carry us. Let's pray together. God bless you. This morning, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's just pray, shall we? Lord God, we just thank you. We trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. And in all our ways, we acknowledge you, Jesus, you, Father, you, Holy Spirit, and you will make my and our paths straight. Let that be. Let that be. For our past year, we say thank you. But as we now stand on the threshold of 2018, let that be. Paths for family, marriage, home, church, life. Let them be paths that are guided by you and in your arms. Father, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen.